理课堂听 class.com。
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom Online. I'm Vicki. We're glad that you can join us today, and we hope you're doing well. Today we begin a new lesson. It is called Companies with a Heart.
Hi, friends. My name is Steve. For some companies, business is about more than just making money. Some businesses want to help the environment. Some businesses even want to help people. Let's learn more about these companies now on page 34 on line 1.
Companies with a heart. Can a company make money and make a difference in the world at the same time? Yes. Timberland, Pfizer, and The Body Shop are doing just that. Timberland. In 1989, Jeffrey Swartz had a conversation with a teenager that changed his life. Swartz was an executive at Timberland, a $1.5 billion footwear company.Once, as he volunteered at a shelter for teenagers, one of them asked Swartz what he did. "I'm responsible for the global execution of strategy at Timberland," Swartz said. "So what do you do?" "I work at Getting Well," the teenager replied.
Well, let's take a look at the title of this lesson. It's called Companies with a Heart.Now, when we talk about companies with a heart or even someone doing something with a heart, it gives us the idea that they're really putting their heart into something. It's more than just a company that puts out a product, but this company or these companies that we'll be mentioning in this article do something that shows that they care about people, they care about the environment, and things like that.
That's exactly right, Vicki. They care.Companies exist primarily to make money, and we can't fault them for that, but a lot of companies today are taking an interest beyond just making money. They want to make a difference in people's lives. They want to make a difference in the environment and make this world a better place to live in.
Well, our writer says, can a company make money and make a difference in the world at the same time? Now, that might be a tough one, but that's what I think these three companies are trying to do. They're trying to not only be successful in business and make money, but as they make a lot of money, they're putting that money to good use.
I mean, anytime we see make a difference, that means making a difference, making a change for the better. And that's what these companies want to do. Well,Who are these companies? Which companies are doing this? The first company is called Timberland, and they are a shoe company. We'll learn more about them. Another one is Pfizer, and they're a pharmaceutical or medicine company. And the third company is The Body Shop, and they make beauty products, things like shampoos and skin lotions.
Okay, so notice those last few words. They are doing just that. They are putting, or they are making money, but they're also trying to make a difference. So they are doing that. And so we're going to be taking a look at these different companies. We'll start off with Timberland and find out a little bit about what is happening with this company.
Okay, let's learn more about the Timberland company. In line 5, we find outthat in 1989, Jeffrey Swartz had a conversation with a teenager that changed his life. Swartz was an executive at Timberland, which is a $1.5 billion a year footwear company. Now, it's not very often that we have conversations that we can look back on in our life and say, that conversation changed my life.
You're right, Steve. I think that happens very rarely. But this conversation did change his life. It was a powerful conversation, and it was with a teenager. Now, that's quite interesting because we learn here that Swartz was an executive at Timberland at the time. So an executive we think about as being someone in a management position in a company that is in a position of making decisions for that company. Now, this is a footwear company, so he would be making decisions that would help this company grow and develop products.
Okay. It's a very successful company. Obviously, it's making a lot of money. And as you said, Vicki, it's a footwear company, so they make shoes, they make slippers, maybe they make athletic footwear, all kinds of things you can wear on your feet.
Now, we see this this expression, in this case, it's footwear, but a lot of times when you go into a department store, you might find the menswear or the womenswear, different types of clothing, sportswear. But sometimes you will also hear housewares or silverware, but the wear is spelled differently, and it's pronounced the same, but spelled W-A-R-E. And in that case, it's used a little differently. Here, we're just talking about a type of clothing or a type of shoes.
Okay. You mentioned that this was an incredible conversation. For one fact was that this is an executive, he's talking to a teenager, but also he's volunteering at a shelter for teenagers. Jeffrey Swartz is volunteering his time for helping teenagers. He's at a place that protects teenagers, a place where they can go if they need help. That's what a shelter is.
That's true. A shelter is a place of protection or safety or refuge. Sometimes we hear about shelters for young unwed mothers, people that are homeless. In this case, it was for young teenagers.
Okay, so the amazing thing is, here's a rich executive working for a very successful company, and he's volunteering his time. He's giving his time for free to help these teenagers. And so he asked one of the teenagers asked Swartz what he did, and he said, "I'm responsible for the global execution of strategy at Timberland." Now, if that doesn't make sense to you, don't worry about it, because it's a very it's a confusing sentence, and I think the author, whoever's writing this article, is making a point that the connection between Swartz and the teenager isn't really there.
Well, I think what you're saying, Steve, is it's world apart. What Swartz was doing was something very grand, but it was hard to understand what he was really doing. Here's this teenager in a shelter, and what his life is like is so different from Swartz's life. But let's try to break this down a little bit. Global, we know just simply means worldwide. Execution means the carrying out of doing something, accomplishing something. And then we see the strategy at Timberland.
Okay, the strategy is a method of doing something. Of course, companies want to make money, they want to grow, so you need a strategy, you need a plan to do that. You often hear the word strategy when you're talking about war or maybe a political race. There's strategy involved.
Okay, so here he is, the person in charge of all of this, making sure that around the world these things are taken care of, that they have the strategy in place. And here's this young teenager, and so Swartz asks him, "So what do you do?" And here's his response, "I work at getting well." Okay. Simply that.
two very different answers. I think Swartz's answer to the teenager was not very impressive, although it may have impressed other people. But this teenager has some problems in his life, and he's concerned about simply getting well, making it through each day. We don't know what his problem is or what her problem is, but we know that the teenager is struggling with something.
Okay, now Swartz, when he's talking about work, he's talking about a job he gets paid for. Here, when the teenager's talking about work, "I work at getting well," it just means she's putting or he's putting a lot of effort into just getting better, physically, emotionally, whatever it might be. So their worlds are very, very different. Well, we're going to continue with our lesson in just a moment, but why don't we take a short break and also visit Ken and Rachel in the chat room.
Hi, students. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken.
And I'm Rachel.
Today we read about companies with a heart. Now, Vicki and Steve already explained what having a heart means. What about the opposite of having a heart? Can someone not have a heart?
Well, you can say to someone, "have a heart," which is asking them to be compassionate. But you can't say someone doesn't have a heart. To describe someone without compassion, you can use heartless. You can also harden your heart if you feel no sympathy for someone.
我们知道 heart 是心，心脏，但是 heart 呢也可以指同情心，仁慈的心。所以在英文你可以讲 have a heart， 就是你心情好吧，要同情别人的意思。但是要注意哦， have a heart 只能够用来当祈使句，也就是一个命令句。你不能够说 I have a heart， 这样是说不通的。我很仁慈可以用 kind hearted。I'm kind-hearted. 相反的呢，可以用 heartless， 字面上是无心的，指的就是铁石心肠，或者用动词 harden your heart， 使自己的心变硬。What about cold-hearted?
Cold-hearted also means without feeling or sympathy, but a more common word is cold-blooded. For example, you might hear about a cold-blooded killer in the news.
Is a cold-blooded person a bleeding heart?
No, a bleeding heart is actually the opposite of a cold-blooded person. A bleeding heart describes someone who's overly sympathetic, especially toward those who claim to be hurt by the society.
Cold-blooded 是冷血的，但是一个 bleeding heart 字面上是一颗滴血的心，指的是一个心软的人，一个老好人。有一些从事慈善事业的人常常会被人家批评为 bleeding hearts， 就是心太软了。
Let's take a break. Studio Classroom will be right back.
The Red Wing Shoe Company created the world's biggest boot. How tall is it? The Red Wing Shoe Company created the world's biggest boot. How tall is it? 16 feet tall.And it's 20 feet long and 7 feet wide. Wow! It would take a big man to fill shoes like that.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom Online. Today we're taking a look at companies with a heart. The first company that we're taking a look at is a footwear company called Timberland.
Now, in Timberland, there's an executive named Jeffrey Swartz. He had a conversation with a teenager that changed his life. Let's learn more about this conversation and how it changed his life on line 15.
Companies with a heart. Suddenly, Swartz's problems seemed unimportant compared to the teenager's. Swartz realized his calling was to help others. Later, as CEO, he made that the purpose of Timberland, too. Now, Timberland pays employees to do 40 hours of volunteer service a year. Timberland organizes community service projects around the world. Last year,Volunteers painted classrooms at a school in China. For Swartz, companies should do more than just make money. We believe that companies have the power and the responsibility to effect positive and lasting change in the world, he says.
Well, students, before the break, we know that this teenager in this shelter had asked Swartz what he did. Swartz replied by telling him the grand job that he had. And then Swartz asked the teenager what he did. The teenager replied, I work at getting well. Notice here it says, suddenly, Swartz's problems seemed unimportant compared to the teenager's. And I think in life, so often this happens. We may think we have big problems until we talk to someone else who is less fortunate, we might say.
You're right. And I think this is the turning point in Swartz's life. Remember, this conversation changed Swartz's life forever. Suddenly, Swartz realized that his calling was to help others. Before, as an executive for Timberland, his job, his calling was to make money and to make his company as much money as possible. Now, he felt like he wants to help others.
Okay, this is an interesting word here, a calling. When we think about a calling, we think about an impulse or a strong urge to follow a certain career path, perhaps. So he had this strong urge or desire to do this.
That's right. Let's look at this word calling now in today's word skit.
artist. I make the world beautiful. That's my job. That's my calling.
I am a doctor. When people are hurting, I like to heal them. I'm a doctor. That's my calling.
Hi, everybody. I'm a musician. You know, since I was a little boy, I knew I wanted to play music for the rest of my life. Playing music, that's my calling.
Oh, I work for the phone company. I make telephone calls all day long.
That's your calling?
Yes, I guess you could say that calling is my calling. Way?
Wow.
Okay, again, this word calling simply means a strong impulse or urge to follow a certain path, maybe a career path, or maybe just to do something to help others. In this case, that's what Schwartz felt. He felt the calling to help people.
Okay, his calling wasn't necessarily a new career or a new job, but he could incorporate that. He could take that desire and combine it with his job as CEO of Timberland. He did just that. He made that the purpose, not only of his life, but of Timberland as well.
Now, that's interesting. A lot of times someone may make it a purpose for their own life, but not necessarily their whole company. But notice that's what happened here. And it says, now Timberland pays employees to do 40 hours of volunteer service a year. So if people are willing at Timberland to put their time into volunteering, they get paid for it.
Now, that might be a little confusing to see getting paid and volunteer service in the same sentence. I think what is happening here is that Schwartz is saying to his employees, listen, if you want to go and volunteer during work time, we can still pay you. So he wants to encourage his employees to do that too, to help people and volunteer their time.
Right, up to 40 hours. So, of course, normally when we do think of volunteering, we think about doing something without getting paid for it. But in this case, they're going to different places, they're helping people do a job, but Timberland is still paying them their regular salary. They're not going to get deducted for the time they take off to volunteer somewhere else.
Okay, line 21, we find out that Timberland organizes community service projects around the world. So we can see that Schwartz is at work. He is trying to encourage his employees to help the communities around the world through service projects.
Right. These community service projects, it could be just about anything, right? Anything to help the community or the people within a community.
Okay. Community service projects help the community. They help the public. One that comes to mind is just picking up litter, going to the public parks or the public areas and picking up the trash off the ground.
That's right. It could be anything like that, or visiting the elderly in rest homes. It could be just about anything to help a community. Well, it says last year volunteers painted classrooms at a school in China. So here's another example for you. The classrooms needed painting, and so they went and they painted those classrooms.
Okay, so Timberland isn't just about helping communities in the United States, but they have a world vision to help people all over the world. We see this example where they're helping schools or school systems in China to help paint, and I think that's a great thing too.
And it says here that for Schwartz, companies should do more than just make money. So we know that most companies are in business to make money. That's their goal. But he thinks that companies should be more about helping others, not just making money.
We see a quote by him in line 26. He says, "We believe that companies have the power and the responsibility to affect positive and lasting change in the world." That might be a little confusing for some of you, so we can break that down. What he's saying is that companies not only have the responsibility to themselves and their employees to make money, but they have responsibilities to the community, and they actually have the power and the ability to make positive change in their lives.
You know, I think this comes a lot of times with success. When a company's successful, or a movie star successful, or somebody in the public is successful, they have not only the power in their hands to do something, maybe that others could not do, but they also have a responsibility. People know them. They need to take that responsibility and help others.
Okay, the word affect in line 27 simply means to create. So if you affect positive change, you are bringing that about. You are creating positive and lasting change in the world. You are trying to make a difference. And that's the goal, not only of Jeffrey Swartz as a person, but now as Timberland, as a corporation.
Okay, not only to affect that change, but to bring lasting change. And I think that's pretty important. These companies are committed, it looks like, for the long term as well.
Yeah, lots of companies or lots of people you've seen, they want to do good things, they want to help people, and so they do something maybe for a short time, and then they leave feeling better about themselves, but it's not lasting change. It's not lasting for the people they're trying to help.
Okay. Well, students, we're almost out of time. It's time for us to review this lesson. Join us now for some language tips.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点我们来看 execution 这个名词。注意它的重音是在 cu 这个音节念成 execution， 它是从 execute 执行这个动词衍生出来的。 execution 就是指执行或实施，例如 The execution of this plan took longer than we thought it would. 这个计划执行的时间比我们原先所预测的还要久。和它相关的名词还有 executive， 注意它的重音是在 XE 这个音节，所以念成 executive。 Executive 就是指行政的主管。继续我们看的是 strategy 这个名词。Strategy 在这里是指策略，注意它的复数形是字尾的 Y 去掉加上 IES。 例如, we're working on creating new marketing strategies. 我们现在正在拟定新的行销策略。Strategy 也指作战的战略。例如, the general is an expert in military strategies. 这位将军是一位战略专家。最后我们看 calling 这个名词。Calling 在这里不是指呼唤或叫喊，而是指一个人的呼召，也就是他的天命或天职。 一般都是很有意义或者是服务他人的工作。例如 Sean believes that being a teacher is his calling. Sean 相信做一位老师是他的天职。Believe it or not, it's time to go to the word bank.
Shelter. When Maria didn't have enough money for a place to live, she went to a shelter with temporary housing. Execution. Our plan was good, but its execution was terrible. Strategy. How will we win this game? What is our strategy? Calling. Jane realized her calling was to become a doctor when she volunteered in the hospital. Community service. Harry does 5 hours of community service every week.
Companies with a heart. Can a company make money and make a difference in the world at the same time? Yes. Timberland, Pfizer, and The Body Shop are doing just that. Timberland. In 1989, Jeffrey Swartz had a conversation with a teenager that changed his life. Swartz was an executive at Timberland, a $1.5 billion US dollar footwear company. Once, as he volunteered at a shelter for teenagers, one of them asked Swartz what he did. I'm responsible for the global execution of strategy at Timberland, Swartz said. So what do you do? I work at Getting Well, the teenager replied. Suddenly, Swartz's problems seemed unimportant compared to the teenager's. Swartz realized his calling was to help others. Later, as CEO, he made that the purpose of Timberland, too. Now, Timberland pays employees to do 40 hours of volunteer service a year. Timberland organizes community service projects around the world. Last year, volunteers painted classrooms at a school in China. For Swartz, companies should do more than just make money. We believe that companies have the power and the responsibility to effect positive and lasting change in the world. he says.
You know, Steve, even though this article says these companies have the power and the responsibility to do something, I don't think most companies feel that, do they?
I agree with you, Vicky. Lots of companies don't even think about this kind of thing, but I think it's good for business, and I think it's a good idea to reach out and help people. Well, that's all the time we have, friends. Please join us next time as we look at two more companies with a heart. Until then, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everyone.